Talk Jewelers. Guest line joining us now, former UVM track star, also kicked for the UVM club football team. It's Joshua Henshaw. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. Yourself, guys?
We're doing awesome. All right, first thing I want to know is you're sitting in Salt Lake, you're having a few beers, and you're like, hey, I think I'll fly out to New York and try out for the Jets. Something like that? How did this come about?
I guess you could kind of say something around those around that way. But I've actually sent an article from one of my fraternity brothers from college at the University of Vermont, and he mentioned that the Jets were having tryouts for kickers, and initially he'd actually thought that it was an open tryout. I did a little bit of research, found out that it was not, but kind of thought to myself, I was like, hey, let's just go out there, let's try and get in and make it happen.
Now, Josh, I mean, you must have kicked when you were younger. You don't just step up and kick 70-yard field goals. I mean, when did this all start, and how did you ever get to the point where you had that kind of leg strength?
I actually started taking kicking seriously when I was in high school. Yeah. And that's when, you know, I started to realize that I had the talent, and I developed an interest for it because I played quarterback as well. From the time I was 5 years old, all the way up to even playing some quarterback for Vermont's club team. And, kicking was always something that I was more talented at. I'd love to say that I would have a shot as an NFL quarterback, but that'd be a lie. the kicking, I still think that I have the skill set that I could be beneficial for any team in the league.
Well, Josh, the Jets, it's just come down that they have signed a kicker. So at this point, what happens for you? Do you pack up and go home, or will you take this act on the road to the next team with kicking woes?
What's plan B?
It's back to the drawing board and back to, continuing to practice, keep myself in shape. I've reached out to every single team in the NFL, since I've graduated college, trying to get a tryout anywhere. About 99.9% of the time, I send an email, I put in a phone call, I send film. I never hear from anybody.
Wow.
I spoke with one individual with the Philadelphia Eagles, my hometown team.
Right.
And that didn't bear any fruits. That was at a time when they were trying out kickers, and they really just told me, tough, but, we're sorry, we're not going to bring you in.
Wow.
It's a tough road, and there's a lot of hurdles in the way, but nothing that I'm not willing to still put my best foot forward.
When teams tell you that tough but no, what's the reasoning? Because what you didn't play Division I football, you haven't played in the NFL already. What's their reason?
I wish that they would tell me those things. But usually it's just a sorry, just wanted to give you a call and let you know we did get your stuff, but, we're not moving forward with it. We have other individuals.
Wow.
So I'm never, it's never like a here's this reason, which would be nice, too, if it was something fundamentally that they're seeing in my film and they're like, hey, we think you need to improve on this spot. If it was something like that, that would be awesome to know. But I just keep on going out and practicing and keeping myself in shape. And, when there's any type of availability where I can get in front of someone, I've kicked in front of several individuals just that have, said, hey, I've got a few connections throughout the NFL. I want to see you in person. And so I'll go out and I'll kind of showcase for them. And that's about it.
What are they looking for? When they ask you, why do you think you're a better kicker than the ones that are given tryouts or in the NFL right now?
Well, honestly, I can't say that I'm better only because I haven't, I haven't been there and seen these guys.
Right.
The guys that are currently playing in the league, I think that from a statistical standpoint, at the semi-pro level, I've proved myself that I do have the ability to kick at the next level. That I think is definitely a factor when you're comparing it, though, with these teams, is that you know, I've never kicked in front of 60,000 people, and why should they take a chance, even if I might be statistically better than someone? You know, there's no big game experience, there's no high pressure situations, but really at the end of the day, at least in the case of the NFL, you have 52 other guys that are relying that you're going to show up and do your job, and that's the same amount of pressure any level of football, is that you have an entire team relying that you're going to do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Yes. Very large men, I might add. So, ready to do you harm. Did you wake up one morning and just say, I think this thing's going to be a big hit? I know you were on FAN, and it doesn't get any bigger than that when it comes to sports radio as far as, you know, regional stations. But, what's today been like? Are we like the 15th interview you've done because of this sign?
I have. I've been all over the place. Sports Illustrated talked to me. New York Post talked to me. Some of the local news channels talked to me. Forbes even reached out. So, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. I can't say I deal with that in my professional life of like giving interviews with the media all the time. So that was definitely a little bit of an adjustment, especially, you know, I don't think since really college have I done any type of like interview with a media figure or anything. That's about the extent. So that was pretty interesting. But you know, it's been great, speaking with everybody. And I actually had no intention of even being on the air. I called the number that was listed on the article that my fraternity brother sent me. and I was like, I'm going to call the radio station and be like, hey, I saw your guys' article. I'm just wondering if there's anybody in there that might be able to lend me a hand because, you know, I'm just showing up to the facility with this sign.
How funny.
And they're like, hey, this is the on-air line. Like, we want, you know, we can put you on air right now. They want to talk to you. And I'm like, all right, let's go with it.
Nice.
Joshua Hinch is joining us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. He's a former UVM track athlete who graduated back in 2012. He also played for the UVM club football team. And he's been standing outside the Jets facility all day trying to get a job as the Jets' new kicker. So, Josh, tell me about this. It sounds like you have a passion for football. You always have. Why did you come to a place that doesn't have varsity football for school? Why UVM?
So my grandfather graduated UVM in 1951.
Wow.
So I had a connection. My grandfather, he's no longer with us, for quite a few years now. I think six now coming up in October. But I just had that connection to UVM, and he was always one of my heroes, someone that I was very close to. And, I wanted to follow in his footsteps in going to the University of Vermont, where, you know, I was accepted to University of Utah and University of Massachusetts, and especially at the time, University of Utah's was performing a lot like they are now, where they were in the top 25. So that was a little bit difficult of a situation. I knew that I was, you know, walking away from that. But once I toured the campus up at University of Vermont, I was just like, this is home. This is where I want to be. Yep. And, you know, they have a club football team, so I can continue playing. And so that's the decision I made.
Josh, go ahead, Arnie.
No, I was going to say, how can we help you? What can we do to maybe help you just get a tryout? I'd love to be able to do something so you could just get a tryout, not be able to walk away and not ever getting your chance.
That's a great question. You know, if there's a listener out there who knows a sports agent who, you know, might be able to open the door somewhere, I think that would be absolutely awesome.
Well, actually, I actually texted just now my partner. I do the Fox show on weekends, Lincoln Kennedy. He's a former Raider, but I think they have a pretty good kicker. But he also does the color analyst for the Raiders too. So he's going to text me back and see if anything he can do.
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. I'm hoping, you know, like I said, I had no intention of having this huge media frenzy and, I mean, for lack of a better word, everything going viral. you know, I had no intention going into this of that being the case. And, you know, now that it is what it is, hoping to, you know, parlay it into, you know, this, it doesn't stop here. You know, hopefully use some of that to open up some more doors, get some more looks. I can't tell you how many text messages and Facebook messages and everything from complete strangers I've received today, just saying like, I don't even know how they got my number. I mean, I know how people can find you on the internet, but you know, my cell phone number, just getting these text messages of support.
Well, Josh, how's your French? Because we happen to be good friends with the Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian League.
Yeah, how about that?
I can't say my French is great, but I did enjoy quite a bit of time in Montreal during my college years.
I can imagine.
We all have.
What about Arena League, some of our listeners are saying?
I did play in a local arena team, or for a local arena team, several years back, and it definitely is a different game. There's a lot less field goals. A lot of teams don't even attempt them because the field goal posts are so small that the conversion rates are, you know, and with such a short field, it's like when you're playing a game of yardage. You know, a lot of teams just don't take that chance, and that was something I've tried out with the Philadelphia Soul twice. And that's something that they say up front, too, is, you know, you have to be able to make extra points, but we're not taking field goals here. And a lot of the arena teams, especially at the AFL, even when the league was much larger than it is, with more teams than it has now, you know, sparingly, teams kicked field goals.
What about the XFL? I've got another text about that that are from folks that are listening.
Oh, man, I've put out plenty of messages, made plenty of phone calls around to try and just get something going there. I tried with the AAF. I know that collapsed like halfway through the season, unfortunately. But, you know, there was no lack of try on my end. And actually, you know, I moved to Salt Lake City in February from where I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. You know, I was living in Philadelphia at the time, but took this new job out there. And, you know, that was right when the league was getting started. So I was like trying tremendously to get in. I had so many people that I was just reaching out to and trying to do something and couldn't get anything there.
Well, Josh, most important question of all, next time you're back in Burlington, the first place you want to go eat is where?
Ooh, I mean, that's a tough one.
Or drink.
Well, I was actually a bartender and worked security at Ales downtown.
Okay.
For my time at University of Vermont. So I've been told it's changed ownership, but is still the still has the same old feel to it.
Yep.
Is my understanding. I can't say I've been there, but
it does.
So I think I'd probably grab a drink down there and then probably Red Onion. Their sandwich is so good.
Well, Joshua, I'm actually texting back and forth with Lincoln Kennedy. I don't know if the Raiders are in for one, but he'll see what he can find out. I mean, he's got his, you know, ear to the NFL, obviously, because he's involved. And we have your phone number, so I'll just pass it along to him. And anything we can do to try to help, we would love to do that.
Yeah, that would be absolutely awesome and greatly appreciated. You know, the hometown or the college town is always in the back of the mind, so I love my time there. Wouldn't trade it for anything.
All right, Joshua, keep us updated and let us know what's going on, okay, buddy?
Thanks a lot. Have a great day, guys.
Nice, Josh.